Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike. Do you have a question about your health? Dr. Mike can answer your questions. Just email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call now 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So I, interesting story before I get into the questions. A colleague of mine that I work with, Dr. Kira Schmid, she's a naturopathic doctor. She's the associate director of scientific affairs for Life Extension. And when she found out I was taking live questions and email questions, she got a little nervous. She's like, "Oh my God, doesn't that scare you to do that?" And no, because I want my listeners to understand something. I don't have all the answers, right? If you ask me a question and I don't have the answer, we're gonna do our best to find you that answer. And if you send me an email question, I don't really, go through them too much. I prepare a little bit for some of them. But if I go through your question and I don't have an answer for you, or you call in and I don't have an answer for you, I'll get back with you. We'll find the answer together. We'll do some research together. So, no, I'm not. I'm going to give you my opinion. And if we need more information, we'll work together. So it's actually a lot of fun, and this is turning out to be one of my favorite parts of the show. So let's go in to this first question. And here was an example. I had no idea what the answer was to this. So I did some research in preparing for it. Some of them I kind of know the answer. I don't do any research. So here was the question that stumped me. Can you remineralize your teeth? I had no idea. I knew, well, that's not all completely true. I did know that enamel, which is more that outer coating, once that erodes, that you can't really replace that. But as far as adding minerals into your teeth to strengthen them, I really didn't know. I mean, personally, I kind of think you should be able to do that. But I really didn't know, so I had to do some research. So the first thing I did come across in trying to answer this question is, again, just to restate, once you lose enamel, you lose enamel. But you can promote remineralization if you reestablish the balance between tooth breakdown and tooth building up. I mean, your bones do the same thing, by the way. Your bones break down and you build them. The teeth do the same thing. So your teeth break down and you build them. And there are things you can do that can push that balance towards build up, just like we do with bone formulas. Okay. As a matter of fact, there are some pretty prominent naturopathic doctors that I work with who think just everyday bone formulas are good for your teeth. They include all the minerals that your bones need. Well, guess what? Your teeth need those same minerals. Magnesium, manganese, silicon, biotin, all those are the same thing. The same minerals in your bones are basically the same minerals you find in your teeth. Obviously, calcium is the primary one. Make sure when you do a mineral formula, whether it's for bone or teeth, make sure that you have adequate amounts of vitamin D and vitamin K2. We've talked about this before in the show. Vitamin D and vitamin K2 play important roles in making sure the minerals get to the bones and get to the teeth. If you are deficient in those two vitamins and you take a bunch of mineral formulas, especially calcium, yeah, sometimes that calcium won't get to the teeth or the bones and can build up in the arteries. Okay? I've mentioned that before. So make sure that, you're doing vitamin D, vitamin K2, a good mineral formula, and all of that can help. Okay, so I also wanted to share with you a study that I found. So besides the minerals and the vitamins I just mentioned, this one study that was done by a Dr. Mellenby. Now, I couldn't find where it was published, but I found a graph from this study. Dr. Mellenby is a pediatrician. He did a study on children with existing cavities. And the children were put into three groups. Group one was on a regular diet plus oatmeal, which is high in what's called phytic acid. Then group two was on a regular diet plus vitamin D. Group three was on a diet low in phytic acid plus vitamin D. And what he found was that the vitamin D and the low acid diet remineralized teeth the best. So low acid plus extra vitamin D, D as in dog, was the best way to remineralize your teeth. So his conclusion was watch your sugars, watch your acids, increase vitamin D, and that can remineralize teeth. That was a study by Dr. Mellenby. So there you go. So what started out as a question that I had no idea what the answer was, with just some simple research, I was able to get some of those answers for you. Okay, so mineral formula, vitamin D, vitamin K2, watch your acids, watch your sugar. Okay, question number two for today, or for this segment, is a related question, and it has to do with receding gum lines. It's a simple question. My gums are receding. Is there anything that can stop it? Desperate with an exclamation point. This is really kind of caught my attention because I had a problem with receding gums. One of my sisters had a problem with receding gums, and so we think it runs in the family, and there is some evidence that there might be some genetic component to receding gum lines. My sister had it really bad. Most of the teeth on one side of her upper jaw were you could almost see the root, and it was very painful. I was lucky. For me, it was just a couple of teeth on my left side and the upper jaw. So I and this was maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Now I knew my sister had the issue before I did. She's older than me. And then when I started getting the issue, we both started researching a little bit of things that maybe we could do to help the gum. Because quite honestly, the conventional dentists really don't have too much to offer for receding gum. So what I did find, and not any hardcore research, just anecdotal evidence, historical evidence, was taking CoQ10. Ubiquinol CoQ10 usually comes in a soft gel. You just cut it open and you rub the oil right on the gum. I did that every day with one of the soft gels that I, because I take CoQ10, you know, as a foundational supplement anyway. So I would just every day take a soft gel, cut it open, rub some of it on. My sister did the same thing. Now, my sister, unfortunately, didn't get too much help from it because her gums were pretty bad, receded pretty far. So she actually had to have some surgery. But for me, it did help. On one of the teeth, the gum almost completely came back, filling in that little gap. The other one about halfway, and it's been stable like that for a few years, and I only on occasion now rub CoQ10 on my gums, and it doesn't seem to be causing any problems, and I'm quite happy with it. So maybe try Ubiquinol CoQ10, cut open the soft gel, rub it on the gum line and see if that helps for you. Helped for me. Didn't help my sister too much, but it was pretty bad for her. So just see what you think and see if that does help. So that's CoQ10 for receding gum lines. And it does seem you do have to rub it on. When I was taking CoQ10 for many years, I still developed the receding gum line. So I had to rub it on physically. Okay, the third question. I've had asthma most of my life. How am I doing on time here? This is a long question, and I think I only have maybe a minute or so left. I think I can do this. No, I'm going to skip this one, and I'm going to do this in the next segment. I'm going to do another question here. What's the difference between organic and natural? Okay, very good question, because they are different. Organic refers to how things are grown, raised, and cultivated. Natural refers to how they are processed. So they are two different words. If you raise or grow or cultivate something organically, it's without chemicals, without pesticides, without hormones, without injections of the cattle with antibiotics. That would be organic. Now, once you process that meat or that produce and you bring it in, how you deal with it now in the packaging determines whether it's natural or not. If you add anything into it, preservatives, some antibiotics into it, if it's a meat at that point, it's not natural. So organic is how you raise it. Natural is how you process it. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.